No, 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 absolutely not, Jeffy.
But, Stu, look at the paper. This is the third robbery in my neighborhood in the last week. Every house on my block has been hit except mine.
I said no, Jeffy. I will not spend a night in your house. I don't think I can live until morning. I'd rather spend a night in that central office where Fluke's uncle lives.
Oh, come on, Stu. Be a pal. Just one night, that's all.
Look, I'm not going to tell you again, Jeffy. The answer is no. Your son can protect you, can't he?
But Morrill's just a little cocker spaniel. He's scared to death of strangers.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Please, Stu, please.
Jeffy, if I stay with you, you've got to promise that you'll be in the next 15 fun phone skits with no back talk, okay?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Okay, fine. You can stay by yourself.
All right. I promise.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Oh, Stu, I really appreciate this. With Fluke gone for the weekend, you don't know how comforting it is to know someone cares about
you.
Look,
since when does Fluke give a damn about you? Now, where do you want me to stay?
In my room.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not staying in your room. I'll stay in the den.
Stu, I'm scared. What if the burglar tries to attack me?
That's impossible. He won't, because when he does, he'll find that there's nothing to attack. Now, I'll stay in the den. This place is small enough so if the burglar comes in here, we'll know where he is.
Oh, okay, Stu. Good night.
Look, there's nothing to be worried about. Good night.
One more house on this block and I bowled a strike. This burglarizing bit is making me a wad of dough. I'll clean out this Jeffy kid's house tonight, hawk everything I grabbed, and drive across the border and retire. Now let's see. With a personality like that Jeffy kid's, he might be dumb enough to leave the front door open. I'll try it. Dynamite. It worked. Now to clean the kid out. Oh, no. He's got someone sleeping here in the den. Probably for protection. Boy, if I look like Jeffy, I'd have someone here for protection 24 hours a day. I guess I'll just have to be extra quiet. I'll start in the kitchen.
Stu, I heard something. It sounded like a door slam. Stu, wake up.
Jesus Christ, what the hell, man?
What the hell are you yelling about, Jeffy? It's 3 o'clock in the morning!
There's someone in the house, Stu! There's someone in the house!
Yes, I know. There's you and me and Morrill. Now go back to bed.
Stu, I heard a door slam!
Jeffy, you're dreaming, for Christ's sake. Now go back to sleep.
I'm afraid your friend wasn't dreaming. Now, both of you would be so kind as to raise your arms in the air.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Jeffy, did you plan this so my stay with you wasn't a waste of time?
Stu, raise your arms. That's
off it, Jeffy. You could have done better than this. This guy looks like Jimmy Walker. Couldn't you have hired someone to look like a real burglar?
I'm warning you, Buster. Raise your arms. I'll shoot.
With that thing? That looks like my sister's water pistol.
Yeah. My sister's water pistol.
With real bullets in it. Jeffy, this is a burglar! A real burglar!
That's what I've been telling you!
All right, you guys, stand back to back. I'm going to tie both of you up.
But, sir, the house is yours. Take whatever you want. Just leave us alone.
Oh, shut up. After I finish tying you turkeys up, that's just what I'm going to do.
Ow! Not so tight. Being tied up is bad enough, but being back to back with Jeffy is too much.
You're no prize either, Stu.
All right, both of you knock it off. I don't have to listen to that jive. Now get over in the corner, both of you. Now I'll just go in here and clean out all your recording equipment. Bye.
What are we going to do now, Stu?
I don't know, but we're not going to take this lying down, if you'll excuse the pun. We got to figure out some way of getting untied, but how?
Well, there's a knife in the kitchen.
Well, how are we going to go get it? He's tied our arms behind our backs and our feet together.
Well, maybe we can hop.
Hop?
Sure, let's try it. Get up. Hey, we did it. Okay, now listen. Let's hop to the left.
Okay, to the left.
Okay. You idiot! I said to the left, not to the right.
Listen, pistachio nose. I did hop to the left.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, let's try it again. Now you hop to the right. I'll hop to the left. I forgot that we're back to back.
Oh, you're brilliant.
All right, now ready? Yeah, that's it. Here we go into the kitchen. We made it. Phew. Okay, now open that drawer and take the knife out.
How the hell am I supposed to do that?
Well, you can't expect me to do everything. After all, I thought up the hopping idea.
But my hands are tied behind my back.
So what? Our legs were tied up, too. You'll have to do better than that.
Wait a minute. Your workshop. Isn't there a built-in blade on the bench in there?
Yeah, so?
So, come on. Let's hop over there now.
Thank God the door's open. Look, there's the blade. It'll work perfectly. Come on. Will, over there and cut these ties that bind us. Okay, now we got to take care of that burglar in the other room. Jeffrey, you call the cops. I've got an idea that when we're through with that burglar, he'll never steal again.
Right. Hello, operator? Yeah, get me the police. It's an emergency.
What?
No, I can't deposit 10 cents for the first 3 minutes. I'm not calling from a payphone. Hello? Hello? Oh, jeez. Ma Bell, you always come through in an emergency.
Keep trying. I'll take care of the burglar.
Well, what are you going to do?
Don't worry about it. Just make sure the cops get here.
Now, let's see. This vase of Jeffy's is getting old and deteriorated. I guess it could stand some remodeling.
Wow. Look at all this equipment. Mixers, 2 4-track recorders, and 2 turntables. I hits the jackpot.
You sure did!
The cops are on their way. What happened to him, Stu?
Never mind. Just tie him up. We'll teach him to break in here.
All right. Open up. This is the police.
Thank God you're here, officer. We got the neighborhood burglar tied up in the other room, and we're sure he won't be robbing people anymore.
And how are you so sure?
Well, just open up that door over there. He's in there, ready for delivery.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Fluke at 391-5336 presents Fluke Storytime with Uncle Jeffy.
Hi, kids. Here's today's...
The police! Thank goodness! Officer, take me out of here now! I can't take any more of this torture! One more, I'll get Jeffrey tape and I'll go crazy, put me in a hard labor! Lock me in solitary confinement, just get me out of here! I can't stand it! Please take me away! Please take me away!
Take him away, boys, and be gentle. He's gone through enough for one night.
Take me away, please! No, please take me away! Oh, please!
Well, Stu, it looks like we saved the day.
We sure did, Jeffy, but do me one favor, please.
Sure, Stu, what is it?
Turn off that damn tape! I can't take it anymore! If I hear one more Uncle Jeffy tape, I'll go mad! I'll go crazy! Turn it off!
Okay, I will! Looks like George, I will! So, as a joke, he walked up to the rabbit and started laughing at him, sticking out his tongue and everything, saying, ah, ha, ha, the good fairy got you.